Well, this morning we're going to talk with Josh Murray, who's Regional Communications Director for the American Red Cross here in this area. Josh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you today.
Appreciate it very much. I know the with the Red Cross, we deal with a lot of different types of issues. Today, specifically, we want to talk about blood donations and blood drives. There are a lot of them. They happen every day in a lot of different locations. And I know that's never an easy business to be in. It's very important, but it's always tough to keep people on the lookout for those local blood drives and keep them coming back.
It is. And, you know, especially this time of year, we start seeing winter weather, it affects the drives. You may have to cancel drives or people have a hard time getting there. Cold and flu season means people are not feeling well and they aren't able to get out to donate. Now you add in this pandemic that we're currently in and the challenges that faces as well. And it becomes a greater need for us and a greater concern. And it is something that we definitely do are keeping a close eye on and appreciate all the time we get to encourage people to try to find an opportunity to give to help so we can continue to meet the needs of patients who are suffering right now and need our help with blood.
Yeah, the need never stops, so we have to keep after it. But and you mentioned the COVID pandemic. This might be the dumb question of the day, but I know it's affected the numbers and stuff. Exactly how and what procedures do you have in place to help some of these folks who might have concerns?
Right. You know, the biggest impact that it's had on us is that we hold a lot of our blood drives either in businesses or at schools or at churches. And a lot of these places, last spring at least, they shut down. And many of them are still either closed or they're limiting who they're allowing into their facilities, which means we aren't able to hold the number of blood drives we used to be able to hold. So we've been able to make up things, find new locations, find bigger locations where we can do more appointments in a day. But again, it's been a challenge to do that and to make sure we are meeting the needs right now. I would say right now we're meeting the needs, but not just barely, I guess, is what I would say. So it's still a concern. And again, as we get into the next few months and the challenges that still we face, it's an issue that we will continue to deal with. We've done a lot of things to try to make sure our blood drives are a safe environment. And we always have very high standards of safety at all of our blood drives, but we've stepped it up even more in the last 9-10 months since really the pandemic took effect here. We're screening everybody before they come in the doors, and that's donors, that's our staff, that's our volunteers working the blood drives. You know, everybody's has their temperature taken, everybody has to wear a mask. We space things out more from the waiting areas to the donation tables to the area you go to afterwards. Everything is spaced out. Our staff, there has to be some close contact there as you get the donation started, but they are really good at getting that and then stepping back, getting out of the way. Just trying to make sure everyone feels comfortable, feels safe. We're doing more hand sanitizing than we've ever done, more disinfecting than we ever done, changing our gloves, even double or triple than we've done before, just to ensure that's a safe, because if we don't have a safe environment, or it doesn't appear that it's a safe environment, people aren't going to come back. And we need that. We need people to keep coming back.
Well, you think about the normal procedures that you go through with a blood drive like this. If you're going in for some sort of a medical procedure to a doctor's office or an operating room or something like that, that type of facility, it's a place that's normally going to be sanitized. It's going to be prepared for these types of things. In your case, you guys are moving around to different locations. There's a lot you do before folks ever come in the door.
That's exactly right. And I'll give us a big credit to our staff who gets there and sets up early and makes sure everything's cleaned early, works with the facilities ahead of time to make sure they have things in place early and are being safe with what they have going on in their facilities. And then our staff taking the extra precaution once the drive starts and people start showing up to make sure they know, all right, escorting people where to go, making it easy for people to be safe, but also ensuring that, our people are being safe, but we're also keeping those donors who are coming out to help us meet the blood need, make sure they're being safe as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought much about the logistical challenges with regard to COVID-19 and places not being available for you to host these blood drives. But are you hearing folks that maybe have, for example, here in Southwest Iowa, a lot of elderly population, so a lot of blood donors tend to be a little bit older. Are you seeing some of those folks maybe shying away just because they're not getting out as much because of COVID?
A little bit, yes. And, understandable. I mean, a lot of people have concern, and some of the messages you're getting is like, hey, don't go to public places, stay home, and we get that. But we also have have to encourage, remember that this is an essential need. And we've had the FDA, the CDC have all said blood donation is an essential service. It must continue. It's just like you mentioned the doctor's office. It's just like going to the doctor's office. Those places have to stay open. They have to treat people. Pharmacies have to stay open. Grocers have to stay open. Blood drives have to continue to happen. But in order for that to happen, it's not just on our end. We need people to come and help us fill those appointments and fill those drives.
You bet. Are you still seeing a high volume of local volunteers wanting to help out, or has that dropped a little bit too?
We've still seen pretty good help, but we are actually in need of more, because what this has brought to is actually we need more volunteers than what we've used before, because things are spaced out more. We need people to help take temperatures at the door. We need people to help escort people to this room and then to this room. Instead of all being right together where one person can maybe do multiple things, it's all spaced out more. We need additional volunteers. So we do have a need for people who volunteer. And that's one thing we also encourage people. There's some people who want to support the blood donation, want to support our efforts we're doing to provide blood, but maybe they can't give blood for some reason, or they're uneasy about giving blood. Here's a way you can help. You can have a drive to help us. That helps us just as much as people who give blood. That is also vital to us being able to continue to hold these blood drives.
Well, volunteers are golden in any organization that relies on them. So anytime you can get some new volunteers, that's awesome. Josh, walk us through the process just a little bit. For folks who maybe have never given blood before, who might consider doing that, can you give them an idea of what that process is like?
Right. Well, we'll start by making an appointment. And you can do that a few different ways. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can go on the website at redcrossblood.org. Both of those places, you give your zip code, and it pulls up all the blood drives in your area for the next several weeks. And you can pick a time, pick a location you want, and you get that done right then. The day of your drive, you will get an email. If you sign up that way, you get an email where you can fill out a lot of the paperwork ahead of time. We have to ask you certain questions, some health history questions, some travel history questions that we have to do before you're able to give. If you don't do it before, you'll do it at the drive. But this helps us too. Again, we're trying to get people in and out as quickly as possible to help meet the social distancing guidelines. So if you're able to do that at home before you leave, that quickens the time you're going to be there at the drive. And once you get to the drive, again, we're going to take your temperature. We're going to get you in the door. You'll wait real quick, and then we'll take you over to the health history section. And that's, again, we're going to go over some of those questions you ask. We're going to take your temperature, check your blood pressure, listen to your heart rate again, just to make sure everything is good today. Make sure your blood is a healthy sample that we can take, and then we're going to get you over to the donation table. We'll get it started. The donation itself takes less than 10 minutes, maybe 8-10 minutes at the most. The whole time you're there, it's 45 minutes, maybe an hour, depending on how things go with what you've been able to do before you arrived. But the donation itself is pretty quick, 8 to 10 minutes. After that, they'll get you wrapped up, and then you'll have an opportunity to get some juice, get some cookies, just get some little snacks to help you kind of replenish after getting blood. Most people are fine. They get up and they walk right out. Some people want to sit and you know, get some snacks for 10 minutes or so, and that's all great too. We have that for you. And then you're out the door and you're on your way.
When we give blood, how many people do we help?
Each blood donation can help up to three people. So we say can because it kind of depends on the situation. Sometimes you may need 2 units here, 1 unit here. But basically each blood donation has the potential to help 3 different people.
And is it true that when we're helping people with our blood donations, we're helping people right here close to our own home?
Yeah. The first and foremost is we take care of the local needs. After that, if we've addressed those and those are in good shape, then we also have those the ability to plug into a Red Cross network, which is nationwide. And if there's a need somewhere else, somewhere is affected by a blizzard and they've had a cancel blood drive, so they need blood, we can send it there, for instance, something like that. So we're, yes, local needs addressed first, but then we're also able to help nationally as well. And that's same thing here. So like if we have a storm or we have something here that impacts blood drives and we need blood, we can plug into our network and get it from elsewhere to make sure, again, we're meeting what our local needs are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there are a lot of ways we can help our neighbors, and this is another one of those, too, and just taking, you know, over your lunch hour. I mean, it's just as simple as that. But, of course, if you don't have to do it during lunch, that'd be great because that time tends to get pretty busy. So if you could do it some of the off times, that would be great, too. But a lot of local blood opportunities. It seems like every little town on the map has a blood drive somewhere.
There is. If you pick a date, and there's going to be one probably in the area, and sometimes more than one a day. So, definitely plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. And if you want to do that, and you can give blood, how often in a year?
You can give blood every 56 days. So again, once you give, it's about a couple, 2 months, a little less than 2 months you can give. So say that that's about six times a year you can give if you stay on schedule. And yeah, definitely appreciate every time you're able to give.
You bet. And most of those blood drives, if you stick to the same location each time, they're spread out, so you don't have to worry too much about that lag time. But if you do move around to some different places to give blood, you just need to be aware of that.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. We try to hold a blood drive in the same location every, 56 to 60 days. So again, a lot of the same people, they're used to it. That's their routine. They show up with that blood drive whenever it happens.
All right, very good. Well, we know the most difficult opportunity to give blood is that very first one. It's just getting there that first time, because once they get there, they realize a lot of their friends are there too.
That's right. That's right. And again, it's quick, it's easy, and the satisfaction, I think, that you've helped someone in need goes a long way.
Absolutely. Josh Murray is the Regional Communications Director with the American Red Cross here in our region. Josh, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it, and best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate visiting with you today.